Until she felt pretty. Feminism wears a throwback jersey, bamboo earrings, and a face beat for the gods. Feminism is the rap Missy Elliott, Lil' Kim, and Angie Martinez on the Not Tonight track. Feminism says, as a woman in my arena, you are not my competition. As a woman in my arena, your light doesn't make mine any dimmer. Dear Missy, I did not grow up to be you, but I did grow to be me and be in love with who this woman is. To be a woman playing a man's game and not be apologetic about any of it. If you ask me what representation is important, I will tell you that on days I don't feel pretty, I hear the sweet voice of Missy singing to me, pop that, jiggle that fat, and don't stop, get it till your clothes get wet. I will tell you that right now there are a million black girls just waiting to see someone who looks like them.
Artist Knaben Augen sind mir so schön und klar.
Thank you. You are listening to CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver, and my name is Anita B, and this show here is called Sam Squanch's Hideaway. Now, those of you guys who know me might be thinking, why did you just play Stiff Little Fingers? Well, I did because they're coming to town very soon, like next month, like about a month right about now. In October, they're playing the Commodore. And yeah, they're Irish. They are. And they're still around. The song we heard there was, of course, Alternative Ulster, one of my favorite songs of all time, from their record released back in 79 called Inflammable Material. And again, my show is called Sam Squanch's Hideaway, and the whole theme of my show is Canadian music. So I've decided to break down the barriers a bit. Yeah, no, seriously, I'm just kind of like, I have all kinds of other music I love as well as Canadian, and I'm just, and I always stick to my format, which is Canadian music, but I don't know, today I may just sort of alternate a bit between Canadian and non-Canadian, and just stuff I like. I'm just in a mood to play things. I just, don't get me wrong, I love Canadian music, but after a while, there's only so much. I've been doing this show forever. I've been doing this show since 2003. What year are we in now? 2016? That's like 13 years. That's a lot of years. So excuse me while I break free a bit from Canada. But this next song, the next song we are going to hear is actually from a Canadian band. These guys are out of Montreal, sometimes listed as Torontonians as well. Well, no, I think they are Montreal. Let's stick with the fact that they are from Montreal, and that is the band Sonic Avenues. They have a new record out, which is really rad. It's called Disconnector. And this record is released on, I should know this. Who has released this? Huh. Let's see. Oh, it's Dirt Nap. That's right. Dirt Nap Records has released this new Sonic Avenues record. So I'm pretty excited to play us something new from these guys. And let's see. What shall we hear? How about, let's hear the song Future. This is the first track on this record. And you can't go wrong with Sonic Avenues. They are one of my very most favorite Canadian bands. And this was just released, well, actually hasn't even been released. It releases on October 7th. Wow, guys, pretty cool, huh? All right, so let's listen to it. I'm going to stop talking. And the station, of course, here is CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver.
Made, moving ahead and let go, blindfolded in the middle of the night. take your life away. Don't you take your life away. Don't you take your life away. Don't you take your life away.
These songs are so short. I'm just still trying to figure stuff out. Okay, that right there was, of course, the Clorox Girls with their song Don't Take Your Life. And I love that song to death. Now I'm trying to remember the record it's from. I forget the name of the record, but I'll come back with that. So that, now I play the Clorox Girls because they are one of my very most favorite bands. They are out of Portland, and they are playing soon. Like, they're playing October 1st. So if you like that, get into Clorox Girls. I got into them, like, well after the fact. Like, way... I mean, their sort of heyday, I think, was, like, 06-ish. And I only got into them, like, a couple years ago. So maybe not even that much. So, but anyways, I saw them last summer. They played with Fashionism at... what's it called? That place in Gastown. I haven't been there in ages. Huh. The place that's on, like, Cordoba? Oh, what's it called now? Doesn't matter. Anyways, so they played... That was, like, one of the best shows I saw in all of 2015, I guess. Yeah, killer. Clorox Girls, three-piece, and they're back at it. So good. Okay, before that, we heard Sonic Avenues from their new record, which is called Disconnector. We heard Future. And then, of course, we started the set off with Stiff Little Fingers with the song Alternative Ulster. Now, here I am, and I just ran short of songs, and I'm only, like, what, three songs into this? I'm not very well prepared. I'm telling you this right now. I try, but, you know, my brain just have all kinds of other stuff going on, and something will come up. Let's see. Canadian music. That's my show. I'm Anita B. My show is called Sam Squanch's Hideaway. And Canadian music is my thing. I was going to play us actually something from the Germs. That's what I have up. I was listening to them actually on the way here, the Germs, in my car. So let's listen to those guys. Again, my show is, I'm going outside of the border of Canada. My show is all Canadian music. But let's move on. And we're going to hear the song Caught in My Eye. Now... What's the name of the record? It's from their anthology released from in 93. So I'll come back to you with more information. But yeah, let's hear the Germs. All right. Let's see. How are we doing here? Oh, man, I ate so much food before I got here. I didn't think I did. And I just overdid it. I was at Los Cuervos. I had like three tacos. And my God, I'm just so stuffed. So now I'm just kind of like, ugh. I just want to like sort of crawl into a pile and... never wake up, but I guess I'll have to. So this might, maybe this will burn some of that food off me, just listening to this music. So this is Caught in the Eye, sorry, Caught in My Eye from the Germs. The station, of course, is CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver, and I am Anita B.
Ah! MRG Concerts West and Force Canada present Twin Peaks with guests White Reaper and Modern Vices. Twin Peaks is an American garage rock band on tour supporting the release of Down in Heaven. It's rock new and old. It's a little bit of country. It's a whole lot of punk attitude, and it's something to get excited about. Tickets available online at Ticketfly and in person at Red Cat Records. Twin Peaks this September 29th at the Biltmore. Brought to you by Discorder and CITR 101.9 FM.
King, big-time racketeer, back in full force.
This could be one of the big moments in your life. Don't make it your last.
Look, this thing might be bigger than even we think it is.
Do you need an upgrade to the soundtrack to your life? Perhaps a song from a film or a tune from TV? My name is Gap. Exploding Head Movies is here to give you sounds from the cinema, along with the songs that will be defining your future, and those forgotten classics that need a little rescue. Loading Head Movies, Monday, 7 to 9 p.m. on CITR 101.9 FM, Vancouver.
Listening to CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver, and that is one of my more favorite bands by far. Easily that would be No Bunny. I love No Bunny. I saw those guys actually last year too and had like the most marvelous time ever. And now No Bunny is pretty much the one guy. Now I forget his name, I gotta be honest. He has a name. And it's hard to track down, like, look up information as to where No Bunny are actually from. I feel like he's from California or Chicago. I did some research in the past. I haven't looked it up today. If you know nothing about No Bunny, it's like sort of a solo project thing with this guy who dresses up, well, like a bunny. He wears like a bunny mask and face, like, or in ears, like a face ear situation. And often with a leather jacket and nothing else except for a pair of like underwear. It's like awesome. So I saw No Bunny, like I said, last year at the Cobalt. Yeah, I was at the Cobalt. And he had a band with him. So there was like three of them. And it was like, again, one of the best shows ever. Such a good time. I'm so glad I went to that show. So there we go. Now, so that's an American band, obviously. And as I told you today, I'm just playing things I like. I'm not sticking strictly to the Canadian guidelines. My name is Anita B, and my show is called Sam Squanch's Hideaway, where normally Canadian music is played. So anyways, before No Bunny, we heard a local band called Sunshine. And the song we heard is called Precious Rock, and you can find that. It's a single. You can find it online on their Bandcamp site. And before that, we heard something from another local band, Needles and Pins. And if you've never seen them, you need to. If you don't know them, you need to know them. They're like one of the best bands in the city. And they are a three-piece. They play around not too often. So when you get a chance to see them go out, because, you know, they play at a pretty valuable intervals, if you will. They don't overplay, is what I'm saying. We heard the song I Don't Mind off their record 1234, or if you want to call it 1234. That was released back in 2012 as an EP. And then before that, again, as I mentioned, we played The Germs with the song Caught in My Eye. Now, again, The Germs are from California, so they don't qualify for a SoCan. On that record, now they only released one record, The Germs. That song, though, you can find on their record called the Complete Anthology. So it's not on their big record that they had, the one record. Now, speaking of California bands, we're gonna hear the Descendants next. This is like one of my sort of I played a lot. I listen to this song all the time. So from their record Milo Goes to College, which was released back in 82. And the Descendants have new stuff out, too, by the way. I don't know if you guys know that. They have a new record that was released, I don't know, like in June or so. And I've heard a few things off of it, and it's good. It seems pretty good. But this is kind of, this is my favorite Descendants song. It's called Hope, and You Can't Beat It. Okay. Yeah, my name is Anita B, and this is CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver.
Thank you. Listening to CITR 101.9, broadcasting from UBC's Point Grey campus, located on the traditional, unceded Coast Salish territory of the Hunkaminam-speaking Musqueam people.
This Sunday, September 25th, Vancouver, right? Live at Wood Studio with special guest Rape is Real and Everywhere. For the past year, Alex Burad and Simon Armstrong Show has been a clubhouse for all things Vancouver comedy. For the first time, you can be there in person for every riff, burn, and flub, featuring Gavin Clarkson, Alex Burad, and Simon Armstrong. This evening also features Rape is Real and Everywhere, comedians who have survived rape sharing their experiences with hilarity, cathartic honesty, and old-fashioned vulnerability, featuring Emma Cooper, Amanda Smith, Mark Hughes, and Shane Clark. This Sunday, September 25th at Wood Studio, doors at 7:30. Tickets on evanbright.com.
Oh, man.
What? What? I really want to...
All right, guys, that right there was, what was that? The Distillers, of course, with their song City of Angels off the record Sing Sing Death House, which was released back in 02. Brody Dahl, or Dally, D-A-L, I think it's Brody Dahl. She is originally from Australia and was married to, what's his face, from Rancid, you know, the Rancid guy, Tim Armstrong. And so the Distillers, I don't think they are anymore. They've since broken up. And yeah, there you go. Did I tell you the label was Hellcat Records? Yeah, okay. Before that, we heard something from the band The Pointed Sticks from their record from 79 called Perfect Youth. The song was Real Thing, and those guys, The Pointed Sticks, local dudes. Yeah, from Vancouver. And before that, we heard some Fugazi, which is one of my favorite songs. The one we heard is called Waiting Room, from their record, which was released only a couple of years ago. It's called First Demo, and that was, it contains their first demo, I guess. And there you go. The time is 7:16 here at CITR, as well as anywhere on the in the Pacific Standard Time Zone. There you go. And let's look up some weather. Let's see what's going on for weather in our region, weather Vancouver. Yeah. Now, my show, of course, is called Sam Squanch's Hideaway, and this is where Canadian music is normally played, but today I've decided to just go outside of the box and play whatever I want. Okay, so it's currently 17 here in the city. Tomorrow should be nice, guys. It's a high of 19, and sunny. 19 and sunny. Not bad at all. And let's take a look what's coming at us for Friday. 14. So 14, and it looks like it's going to be cloudy with some light rain, so eh. But then the weekend looks better. Saturday and Sunday are highs of 16 and 19, mainly sunny. Oh, look at that. And then Monday. Wow, look at this. Monday, September 26th. Sunny and a high of 22. So that's okay. That's not bad at all. Sounds like a good deal. 7:18 is the time. And what do I have next for us? Let's see. What do I have next for us? I have Radii. The Radii. Now, this is a local band who are no longer. This record was released back 5 years ago. Yeah, so they have a band camp up, which is awesome. And these guys are actually all my friends, sort of after the fact. I met them all after they released this record. And the Radii is comprised of, so Justin White, he plays guitar. Mick is on drums. Shane Sharp plays bass. And Abby Fernandez is the singer. Yeah, I don't quite know her, but I'm quite good friends with their sister, so anyways, that's the deal. Now, these guys have a record, yeah, so Full Circle. Actually, they have two releases. They've got their first one. The first one was released in 2012, and that's just self-titled The Radii. I actually have the vinyl of that, and we're gonna hear we're gonna hear Honey. Yeah, last songs on this 5 to 9 Honey. on this record, and you can't not like them. Now, these guys, I mean, of course, as is Vancouver, most of these guys are in other bands as well. So you've got, like, Justin White is a member of the Isotopes. Let's see, you've got Mick, the drummer here, is currently in the band The Ballantines. He's been in a whole bunch of other bands. Shane Sharp as well, currently, I don't know what he's in, to be honest. I don't think his band, High Waisted, maybe I'll play us some High Waisted. Those guys are good. I don't think they're together, though, anymore. But they had a couple really good singles, so I'll play that stuff coming up, too. So right now, let's hear the song, Honey, or 5 to 9, Honey. And, hold on. Here we go. Yeah, you're listening to CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver.
I know you've got him memorized. Are you interested in Indigenous issues? Do you get ticked off with ongoing colonization? Do you have something to say? Or do you want to learn more? We have just the thing. Join UBC's first ever Indigenous Radio Collective at CITR Radio, Unceded Musqueam Territories. Our show, Unceded Airwaves, airs every Monday from 11 to 12, and we meet from 12 to 1 to plan our upcoming shows. We're interested in content covering various things from film to literature, current day politics, history, whatever you want to talk about, we're into it. Everyone welcome, Indigenous and non-Indigenous.
Wow, that was a little intense. That was the band, The Core, Now, the Corps are comprised of, well, I don't know, some dudes from Vancouver. But the one guy I know is Andrew Peterson, who's like the coolest guy ever. I play baseball with Andrew Peterson, and a very solid dude. Okay, but I do know who the other guys are. I just looked this up. They are Dan Garrison, there's two Dans. Look at this. Dan Garrison and Dan Stenning, plus Jarrett Reed. Now, they have, that's a newish record. It was released earlier this year. It's called In Blackest Night. It's actually an LP, and there's five songs on it. And we heard, what did we hear? Prime. Now, those guys have a theme. They're a band, if you will. I guess they have a, I don't want to say novelty. Maybe that's not really the right word. But they are based on, I believe, Marvel comic characters. I don't know. All their songs are. So, which I'm not really, that's not really my thing. Oh, sorry, is it DC Comics? I don't know. So it's a comic character theme punk rock band, if that makes sense. So there you go. So that was the Core. Now, before that, we heard the Riverdales, because I love the Riverdales. And I've decided on my show today to just indulge in whatever I want to play. I have not limited myself to Canadian music, which is the theme of my show, which is called Sam Squanch's Hideaway. It's normally all Canadian music. But, you know, not today. So from 2010, we heard the Riverdales' song Beginning of the End, which is my favorite song. It's one of my favorite ever. The record is Tarantula, and there you go. Now, before that, we heard something from the sort of short-lived local band called High Waisted. You had Sarah Graves, Shane Sharp. Who else was in that band? Oh, my friend Deb. Like, one of my best friends, Deb Cohen. We heard the song Hot Date, and you can find that on their Bandcamp, so go there. And then the Radii was in there before that. The time is 7:35, and my show is every second week, so you can listen to this show every second Wednesday from 6:30 until 8. And that means we have 25 minutes, and it's getting, look at it, it's dark. But hey, you know what? Today is September 21st, which means, well, technically the equinox is tomorrow. That's how it falls scientifically on the calendar this year. I think it's like in the AM, so September 22nd. But right around the 21st, usually, as you know, is the equinox, September and March 21st, which means that tonight, the length of tonight will be the length of today, which is kind of cool. Equal day, equal night. I guess starting tomorrow, we're going to hit, look at this, I'm looking outside. I can actually see the outdoors from CITR's relatively new studios here, which is kind of cool. But yeah, it's getting dark. It's almost dark. And it's kind of sad. Now, like, I just yawned. I was like, oh, man, I think I want to go to bed now, especially after all those tacos I ate. I had three, which is sort of a normal sitting for me. But, man, I don't know why. I don't know. I've been very full lately. I've been like eating not a lot of food, and then I'm full for the whole day. And I'm thinking, wow, maybe I have some sort of special stomach cancer or some sort of like weird condition. God, I'm still super full. I can't, I don't know what's going on. Anyways, enough of that. Enough of my, potential medical issues. But let's look at Wolf Parade. Let's hear one of my all-time favorite Canadian bands. These guys were based out of Montreal, and they were all BC guys from the island. You had at least one from the island, one from Kelowna, and these guys moved to Montreal, like, I don't know, early part of 2000s, and then hooked up, formed a band, and the rest was history. So there you go. That's Wolf Parade. We're going to hear something from the record. Let's see, what record are we going to hear? They've put out a few, like four or five, mostly on Sub Pop, if not all. We're going to hear something from their At Mount Zoomer record, which was released, I want to say, if I had to guess, I want to say like 08. Like Apologies to the Queen Mary, which was their first full-length excellent Sub Pop record, came out in 05. I know that for a fact. That was 05. And then this one was the next one. Oh, I was right. It's 08. Look at me. Not bad. So out at Mount Zoomer. Now, the two guys that wrote songs were Dan Beckner, of course, and Spencer something. Yeah. Okay. Anyways, I'm going to stop talking and we're going to hear, what song do we have? Language City. That's what I'm going to play us. This is a good one. Okay, here we go. Okie dokie. Oopsie daisy. Okay. Here we go. This is Language City from, what do we have? I almost said Modest Mouse. It's not. But there is a connection with Modest Mouse, which I won't bore you with. This is Wolf Parade on CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver.
Language City is a beautiful place. We all know. I
You are listening to CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver, and that right there was Lady Hawk. Who doesn't love Lady Hawk? That was from their 08 record called Shots, and the song was I Don't Always Know What I'm Talking About. And they're still around, Lady Hawk. They don't play a lot, but they've been around since like 04, and they're comprised of guys from Kelowna. Who have been in Vancouver since then. But before that, we heard the Ottawa-based Steve Adamick band with a song, Won't Let You Go, from their record entitled Third, his record, I guess. Their record, they're a band, I don't know. Released back in 2013. And then because I decided to branch out today in my show, Sam Squanch's Hideaway, normally is all Canadian music. I decided to open the borders. I've let in the Ramones. The Ramones, I played those guys from their 1985 record, Animal Boy. We heard My Brain is Hanging Upside Down, also known as Bonzo Goes to Bitburg. And there we go. The time is 7:57. I'm out of here in a few minutes, and the next show is coming up. And I'm looking at him, and I forgot his name. He's so nice. He's like the nicest guy, and I totally need to solidify his name in my memory here. Anyways, he'll be up in a few minutes. I'm going to leave us with a band that I suppose you could say has meant a lot to me over the years because I married one of the guys. He's my ex-husband now, but the band is Pluto. They were one of Mint Records' early bands back in like the 90s. And they became quite big. They went from Mint Records to Virgin Records. They toured North America and all over. And that's when I met my ex in Detroit. And I'm going to play my favorite song of theirs, When She Was Happy, from their 1996 record, self-titled. Yeah. This is Pluto and the station, of course. I'm going to leave you all with is CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver. My name is Anita B, and I'll be back in 2 weeks. So 2 weeks, 6:30 to 8 Wednesday. My show's every second week. Here we go. This is like their their big hit back in the day from 96. That's like 20 years ago. Oh my God. This is Pluto.